Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
It's known as the cycling capital of America. Its location may surprise you, but when you learn the reason why this small rural town is known by that title, it makes a lot of sense. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sparta, Wisconsin proclaims to be the cycling capital of America. That moniker dates to an event that took place here in the mid-1960s.
The Elroy Sparta Bike Trail was the first in the nation in the Rails to Trails program, where unused railroad lines were turned into bike trails.
Alyssa Young shares the story from the museum that honors cycling and much more. She says they concentrate on quality, not quantity, here in the collection.
Bicycles that represent different features or different companies, where they're made in the world.
They have quite a display, and there are some unique bikes here with interesting stories.
My favorite historical bike that we have is the folding World War II paratrooper bicycle. Paratroopers, when they were jumping out of the airplanes, they would have their parachutes on their back, their folded up bicycle on the front.
Alyssa says bikes were used extensively by both sides during World War II, and not just for paratroopers. Another bike here has a far different purpose.
The lawnmower bike is my favorite novelty bike. Someone took the front wheel off of a Huffy bicycle and put an old-fashioned lawnmower on the front so his wife could mow the lawn.
There are about 70 bikes on display at any one time, and the other part of this museum honors a hometown hero that made a far longer trip than you could make on a bicycle. His story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Sparta, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Agriculture Today.
There was quite a few corn producers from across the nation that made a short trip down to the Dallas area today for a fairly large announcement.
Phil Fuhrer is a corn grower from Illinois, recently in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
We used to watch the prices of grains and oil seeds go down, and we saw the price of fertilizer go down accordingly. In the last 5 years, it's worked just the opposite. Grain prices have gotten lower, and fertilizer prices have continued to get higher and higher.
He was there as the Federal Trade Commission opened a broad investigation into fertilizer pricing and market concentration following years of producer complaints about the rising input cost. Chairman of the FTC, Andrew Ferguson, announced the investigation during the farmer gathering, said fertilizer has been one of the largest sources of rising farm input costs since 2020. Farm groups, including Texas corn producers, blamed concentrated market power for higher prices, urged the agency to follow the evidence. Now, the announcement comes as fertilizer prices remain sharply higher while farm income has fallen. Producers also pointed to rising Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings in several farm states. USDA launching a new Great American Cotton Plan to improve cotton demand, rebuild textile manufacturing, and address years of financial pressure on growers. Department says cotton producers face a fifth straight year of negative returns, projected losses $2.6 billion across 9 million planted acres. USDA also says the number of U.S. cotton gins has fallen from 2,254 in 1980 to 446 today. Plan includes four main areas: promoting domestic cotton use, increasing domestic demand and production, improving trade, and protecting growers from risk. Cattle and hog byproduct values climbing sharply, adding support to livestock markets beyond the value of meat cuts. Dr. David Anderson at Texas A&M says cattle byproduct values at their highest level since January of 2023. For hog byproducts, highest since January of 2024. Now, the reduced slaughter, part of the reason. Fewer cattle moving through packing plants means fewer hides, organs, and other byproducts. And exports helping, with first quarter cattle variety meat export volume up 14%. Hog byproduct values up 16% from a year ago. Lard, choice white grease, snouts, and other items gaining value. And a proposed USDA poultry payment rule could change contract broiler pay, but Alabama Extension professor Dennis Brothers says financial impact would not be the same for every grower. Now, the rule would amend the Packers and Stockyards Act, requiring poultry companies to change how contract growers are paid. Integrators could no longer use negative performance-based adjustments that reduce grower pay. And U.S. farmers may need to prepare for a future in which global demand doesn't continue to expand simply because population grows. Trains Matt Clark and Don Close say global population growth could peak around the mid-2060s, would change long-held assumptions behind export-driven ag. It's Agriculture Today.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
If you have time to get stuff done but can't get to the store, Elitzik Lumber and Cast Isle can deliver anything from the store to your home. Building supplies, electrical, hardware, plumbing, and more. Call 493-2628 or go online to elitzik.com. Remember, Cast Isle is Elitzik spelled backwards.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, The limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises. Learn more at helenaagri.com/innovation. President Trump returned to the United States late last week after spending 2 days discussing trade with President Xi Jinping of China. The agricultural markets were watching closely for any ag-specific announcement, but they'll have to wait a little longer. I'll have the details after this. Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot. QuickShot is a quality fluency agent and full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. Now entering its third year of commercial availability, QuickShot provides all the benefits of enhanced flowability, improved singulation, and fewer skips, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. It delivers fast access to nutrition at planting with a unique blend of macro and micronutrients. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. In field trials across the Midwest and the South, QuickShot provided an average 7 bushel per acre advantage in corn and a 30 pound per acre increase in cotton compared to the grower's standard fluency agent. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential this season. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use. Yes, the summit in Beijing between Presidents Trump and Xi Jinping wrapped up on Friday. And while the meetings produced optimism, concrete agricultural commitments have yet to materialize in writing. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer accompanied the president on the trip, which was the first by an American president to China in nearly a decade. And Greer signaled that a significant ag deal is on the horizon. Greer told Bloomberg Television he anticipates China to commit to what he called double-digit $1 billion in American ag purchases annually over the next 3 years. And that's more than soybeans. He says that's the full range of U.S. farm products. That would put China back on track with its historic purchases. In 2024, the Chinese bought $27 billion worth of U.S. ag goods, which was well below the record in 2022 when they bought $41 billion. Since then, trade tensions and South American competition have redirected a significant share of Chinese purchases away from American farmers. Also notable from this Beijing visit is a significant shift in the president's positions on Chinese nationals purchasing American farmland. Speaking to Sean Hannity from Beijing, President Trump defended the practice, framing it as a market reality. Without that Chinese investment demand, he says, farmland prices would fall and farmers would lose money. That's a big shift from his campaign rhetoric. At a farm event in Pennsylvania in September of 2024, then-candidate Trump argued that the U.S. should block Chinese farmland purchases, saying, quote, "We don't want you buying our land." Now, according to USDA data, Chinese nationals own about 277,000 acres of U.S. farmland. That's less than 1% of all foreign-held farmland in the country. But the proximity of some of those purchases to military installations has kept the issue politically charged. And bipartisan legislation was introduced just ahead of this summit to tighten the review authority over such deals. I'll have more after this.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
Following last week's high-level meetings between the United States and China on trade, the next test for the ag markets will be whether those promised double-digit billion ag purchases actually land in a purchase agreement. And then, of course, whether or not the follow-through matches that promise. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Helena Agri Enterprises. Never stop innovating. Learn more at helenaagri.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Today's favorites and the legends follow today's farm show. But now, covering the important stories for farmers in the Northeast, Tom and Tim are standing by with the Ag Radio Net Farm News after these messages.
When the land you work needs a manicured finish, trust Woods Finish Mowers to deliver unmatched cut quality. How do we know? When independently tested, Woods Tractor Mounted Finish Mowers rank number one in overall cut quality, outperforming the competition in key cut quality categories. See what best-in-class cutting technology can do for your land. Visit Kelly's Garage in Perry, your local authorized Woods dealer, and learn how Woods can help you get a best-in-class finish cut.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
The yogurt you packed for lunch. The steak you have on the grill for dinner. Sometimes we forget that the foods we eat come from more than just the supermarkets. They come from America's farms. And at Farm Credit, we're taking a moment to recognize the men and women on the farms across America who are working hard to make our meals healthier and tastier. So the next time you sit down to dinner, remember America's farmers. This message brought to you by Farm Credit, Rural America's financial partner.
Equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at farm news small around the eastern United States, the state of Vermont recently banned the sale of paraquat, a powerful herbicide used by many Vermont farmers. This makes Vermont the first state to ban the use of paraquat, with legislators citing research showing links between paraquat and Parkinson's disease. The ban is set to go into effect on November 1st. Pennsylvania's fruit orchards have been hit hard this spring with historic freeze damage, near total losses for many crops. State officials in Pennsylvania say disaster actions are now underway. The state of Tennessee has allocated $1 million for the Tennessee Agricultural Innovation and Education Initiative. The program is state-funded and was created to expand agricultural education, workforce development, and technology adoption. And South Carolina's peach crop is in good shape early season, with peach harvest already underway in some areas. More news at OnTheFarmRadio.com.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit FamilyForestCarbon.org and enroll today.
In Sweetwater, a college student teaches swimming at the Y.
In Woodsboro, an iron worker builds a home with Habitat for Humanity.
In Detroit, a dental hygienist helps clean up a state park.
In Seattle, a commercial fisherman joins the Naval Reserve.
People across America are giving back to their community and their country. The Naval Reserve is proud to include these individuals among our ranks. Together, we will build a better world. Call 1-800-USA-USNR or go to NavalReserve.com. Naval Reserve, stay strong.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Our pearl of wisdom today comes from Milton Berle, who had a very interesting observation one time. That's when he said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm H.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ag Council.
As the CJ Agribusiness Report continues, it's time for some words of wisdom from the USDA.
You may have heard the 2026 hurricane season forecast by now.
A below average season in the Atlantic. In the central and eastern Pacific, we're expecting above normal activity.
But as Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Neil Jacobs and others acknowledge, regardless of the hurricane forecast, any year, any part of the country,
only takes one.
It just takes one.
Even in a quiet season, storms can and do occur
to cause significant damage, whether coastline or further inland, to farm operations and household food supplies. Hence the need for hurricane emergency preparedness. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey are among those joining us as we discuss some hurricane preparedness tips and resources in this edition of Agriculture USA. The breakdown of what is expected to be a below-normal Atlantic hurricane season this year, courtesy of Neil Jacobs, Administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
8 to 14 named storms with winds at or above 39 miles an hour. Of these, 3 to 6 hurricanes with winds at or above 74 miles an hour. And 1 to 3 major hurricanes, that's your Category 3 to 5, with winds at or above 111 miles an hour.
As for the why behind the below normal forecast, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The key factor in that forecast is the formation of El Nino, which is imminent, and that often leads to stronger upper-level winds across the Atlantic Basin and acts as a buzzsaw. It tears apart fledgling storm systems that would ordinarily develop into tropical storms or hurricanes, and that is the big suppressive factor for the Atlantic Basin.
In predominant El Nino years, while the Atlantic Basin average for tropical storm activity is below normal, the opposite usually occurs in the Pacific Basin. Direct hits in places like the Hawaiian Islands are rare, as is a Pacific hurricane making landfall on the mainland U.S. West Coast, although the remnant moisture provides a summertime benefit.
Very often we do see that moisture draw northward, and that can bring significant moisture into the southwestern United States, sometimes far beyond that, depending on interactions with cold fronts and other mechanisms further north.
Yet even in forecasted below average hurricane seasons, there are plenty of examples to illustrate that it takes only one storm to cause significant damage by initial coastal strike, high winds and storm surge, or flooding from heavy rains further inland. That last concern has led NOAA to develop inland hurricane forecast code technology in full use this season. This is National Weather Service Director Ken Graham.
The impacts don't stop at the coast. The impacts go way inland, and we've seen that over and over and over again, including most of the fatalities end up being inland as well.
All the more reason those living in tropical storm and hurricane prone areas conduct preparedness steps well ahead of a possible event. One resource guide is available from NOAA online at www.noaa.gov/hurricane-prep. One may not associate agriculture with possible storm damage, but producers in hurricane areas need to prep as well, both before the event and what they will need in recovery if damages occur. According to Agriculture Department Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce,
document inventories. It's vehicles, equipment that have been added to the fleet. One of the categories that a lot of us probably don't have an exact inventory would be livestock. The number of livestock. what they are, what their ages are, any kind of records that are pertinent to the operation around any kind of investments that you've made in the crop, in the herd, those kinds of things.
With documents also including photos and even handwritten notes, as well as receipts and formal paperwork. USDA programs offering farm disaster assistance includes federal crop insurance to indemnity and conservation programs, with details available at farmers.gov. Also available through USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, tips how to protect food and be safe from foodborne illness in the event of a hurricane-related flood. That is found online at www.fsis.usda.gov by typing in the word flood in the search bar. Food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says if time is an ally, hurricane prep for safe food supplies can be conducted.
Take food items and elevate them onto a higher surface. Put them on a higher shelf, put them as high up as you can to hopefully avoid them coming into contact with flood water. You have cinder blocks or have an option to put it up on something to elevate it. You can elevate your refrigerator as well.
This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We've hit the midway point of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. There's lots of information still ahead, and that includes Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker coming next. Outside, the storm is raging.
The lights flicker.
Then again.
Then you're in the dark.
It's happened before, and it'll happen again. Now is the time to safeguard your home and your family with a standby generator from Generac and Country Line Electric. Whether you're looking for a whole house generator or one that will feed your essential circuits, Country Line Electric carries a full line of Generac standby generators that will automatically power up when the electric goes off. And they can provide you with a list of installation experts. Country Line Electric also stocks portable generators along with the parts and supplies for a safe hookup. Now is the time to prepare for the next power outage. Visit Country Line Electric in Silver Springs or Batavia today.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. Inside Dairy is brought to you by Pioneer's Plenish Pyolaic Soybeans. And welcome to June Dairy Month. It is an exciting time for the dairy industry because it's your chance to toot your horn about what you're doing every single day. And that's what we're going to do this month. Focus on some of you amazing dairy farmers. We're going out to Fort Morgan, Colorado, where we're catching up with fourth generation dairy farmer Mary Kraft.
I started feeding calves at age 7. I had my first and I got it for 25 cents a night is how I was starting my empire of savings. So took a long time for that to happen. Then by the time I was 11, I had my own milking shift. So we had a double-eight herringbone built in a 1906 dairy barn that had still had the haymow up on the top. So, you know, that milking shift really sort of solidified my understanding of cattle, my ability with cattle. I've always been super good with animals to begin with. But then, you know, I kind of looked at what does the rest of my life look like? And when there was an opportunity to go to college, I went to Colorado State University, studied animal sciences until I broke my wrist. Then I ended up coming back home because it was my right hand and taking notes in some of those big classrooms were really difficult. So I came back and I went to the little local community college and I did business. Then I transferred back to Colorado State University after I finished kind of 2 years in the little degree. And then I did technical communication.
More of my conversation with Mary in a moment. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
We want the cream of the crop. We want the cream of the crop. We want the cream of the crop.
There's a buzz on the field tonight. The dairy farming crowd is demanding Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
These fans know that growing Plenish high oleic soybeans for dairy rations can help farmers reduce ration costs while increasing milk fat content.
The cream of the crop rises to the top.
Plant your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/feedplenish.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region.
Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back to Inside Dairy and June Dairy Month featuring some amazing dairy farmers. Mary Kraft is from Fort Morgan, Colorado.
The dairy is now 6,500 cows milking. So we started with, as a kid, we had 600. My husband and I broke off from that dairy, and we started our own dairy with 250 cows. So we grew from 250 to the 6,500. And the only way to do that is being able to develop protocols and methodologies that you can communicate to people, and sort of an easy to follow recipe for how people should be doing their job every day and what the outcomes are that you're looking for. That communication method, I think, became one of the biggest backbones for what we do. We also have some really great people, so that's been tremendous, but being able to build that communication level. And of course, for most of our employees, we have very few American-born employees, and so most of our communication happens in Spanish. So I'm also bilingual, so that has been a huge help in building the people that can do the jobs. And my total intent is everybody should be able to do the job that I would do if only I could be there. And that means lots of training, lots of protocols, lots of communication.
Talk to me about the training process that you do.
I think investing in a person makes you understand that as an employer, this guy thinks I'm important, right? So we spend quite a lot of time doing that.
We're going to learn more tomorrow about this training that she's implemented in her dairy operation. Know a dairy farmer you want featured? Send me an email, Susan@AmericanAgNetwork.com. I'd love to sit and have a conversation with them about their dairy operation during June Dairy Month. And that's another edition of Inside Dairy.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the Closing Market Report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork Report and Daryl Anderson.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
Tired of calling plumbers and waiting weeks for a callback that never comes? With Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile, you're the priority. This disabled veteran-owned company installs water heaters, tankless systems, sump pumps, and handles gas, water, and drain piping for homes and businesses. Need heating or cooling too? Blue Cord also installs furnaces and AC systems to keep your home comfortable year-round. Local, reliable, and ready when you call. Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile at 716-912-0643. And get the job done right.
It happens fast. A fall, a diagnosis, suddenly someone you love needs full-time care.
And you're left asking, how do we pay for this? What happens to the house, the land, everything we've saved?
We can help. I'm Ryan McComb.
And I'm Michaela Reisdorf from the East Aurora office of PB Elder Law.
We help families protect their assets and work through Medicaid, even in a crisis.
You don't have to figure this out alone.
Call 716-204. 1055
or visit pbelderlaw.com.
A story about animal activists and mink farmers today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers are used to handling crop protection chemicals, livestock insecticides, and medications on a regular basis. Each product has information on safe handling. Make sure you and everyone else using these products knows and follows the directions for proper handling. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Folks at the recent Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit heard stories of mink farm incursions with very different outcomes. Chalice Hobbs, the executive director of the Fur Commission USA, says the first occurred in 2020 in Ohio.
In the middle of the night, a big group of activists entered the farm. They released over 40,000 animals, of which 90% died within 48 hours from thirst, starvation, and predation. There was so many carcasses on the road near this farm that the sheriff's department had to call the snow plows from the county to come in and scrape off the carcasses so cars could drive by.
Hobbs tells of a Pennsylvania farmer who lost thousands of mink in a 2023 attack. No one was caught, so he installed security cameras. A year later, says Hobbs, he gets a late-night call from the security monitor.
So he calls the police, he runs out to the farm, and he sees a Subaru Crosstrek leaving his farm, and he tries to like block him in, and they smash into the farmer and then like flee the scene. Then the cops, a few miles down the road, actually pick up Subaru Crosstrek and find the two attackers.
The two were charged, and a trial is pending. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
CJ Country Weather.
For today, sunny with a high near 65 to 70. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 45. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 69 to 73. It's 50 in Batavia right now and 45 in Bath.
American Cattle News, reopening China for beef exports and how the markets ended after this.
Hey there.
What's up, bro?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola. Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Wrapping up last week's markets, Virginia McGathy, McGathy Commodities.
The livestock market, live cattle, did firm up today. The cash trade was between $2 and even $15 in some areas higher today, but it was underpinning pretty much the market support. Futures mirrored yesterday's trade, and it's still holding near the all-time highs, just a few dollars off the all-time highs. So June was up $1.75 today to $253.82, with AUG up $2.22 to $248.37. So the market's still looking pretty strong there. CVOL today in the live cattle is at 17%. Feeders were higher as well, as demand does remain strong and feedlots are paying a premium for cattle right now. The futures found its footing off of Wednesday's low. August was up $4.20 to $362.20, with September getting up to $359.82. Now CVOL on the feeders is at 18.8%. But today the lean hogs were down. That fundamental support just seems to be fleeting a little bit, and packers are just less aggressive to buy today, and that's usually how it is on a Friday. June was down $1.05 to $98.47, with July being down $1.53 to $103.02, and even August down further $1.95 to $103.52. So the lean hogs were off across the board today. CVOL is still at 20%.
U.S. Meat Export Federation says Friday China's customs agency granted five-year registration extensions to 425 overdue U.S. beef establishments and added 77 new registrations. American Cattle News.
Nicer weather means it's time to get growing. That's why Burt's Lumber & Perry has loaded up the greenhouse. Step inside to discover a nice selection of beautiful hanging baskets, potted geraniums, flats of flowers, veggie starter plants, and seeds, and more. Dress up your landscaping with bags of mulch, decorative stone, Miracle-Gro planting and potting soils, and for a green and healthy lawn, Burt's features Scott's Weed and Feed and lawn care products, lawn and garden tools, hoses, and a whole lot more. Stop by soon. Burt's Lumber & Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jeva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jeva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jeva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jeva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jeva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record, a free and 100% local bulletin. June is Dairy Month, and you'll read about how Rhinecrest Farms in Corfu and Milk for Health do their part to support dairy farmers, plus Terry Clifford's Studio Diaries and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session highlights ACM Album of the Year nominee Carter Faith. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick it up today at places like
Paisano's Pizza, Warsaw, and Country Kitchen Restaurant, Perry.
Time to take a look at your closing markets for Friday. Corn futures were lower, with July off 9 at 446 and 3 quarters. September down 8 and a half to 455 and 3 quarters. December down 7 and a quarter to 475. July soybeans down 7 and 3 quarters, 1186 and 3 quarters. August down 5 and 3 quarters to 1190 and a quarter. November down 4 to 1190. In Chicago, July wheat down 13 and a half to 610 and a half. September down 13 and a half to 623 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat, July down 13 and a half to 663 and three quarters. September is down 13 and a half to 688 and a half. In the hardwood winter, July is down 15 and a half to 649 and three quarters. September off 15 and a quarter, 661 and a half. In the cotton, July down 62 points at 76.15, December up 6 to 79.59, and March up 13 to 70.82. Back in Chicago, June live cattle down $1.50 at 248.25, August down 195 to 239.05, October down 215 to 230.42 and a half. In the feeders, August down 460 to 348.42 and a half. September down 490 to 345.35. And October down 497 and a half at 342.02 and a half. June lean hogs down 112 and a half to 95.85. July down 262 and a half to 99.50. And August down 257 and a half to 98.35. Class 3 milk for June down 12 cents, 16.23. July down a penny at 16.70. Crude oil ended the day $1.54 lower at 87.36 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 363 to 51,032. The NASDAQ up 55 at 26,972. The S&P up 16 to 75.8.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.